Hey everyone, this is Dr. Josh Hand here for Lifestyle Locker Radio. I'm so pumped that you are listening to this Lifestyle Locker short here with me only. I'm actually coming to you from my dining room, just sitting, thinking, getting ready to make myself some dinner. And I wanted to just share a couple thoughts with you. You know, as we jump into 2021, yeah, it's been a crazy start already. I know many of you have already gone, holy moly, what in the world is going on? I think that leads, you know, for all of us to think about. Regardless of your political opinion, stresses are running high all over the country. I mean, they're running like crazy. So I want to just share a couple of cool tips with you on managing stress and, you know, letting your body deal with stress. There's a couple of things I want to touch base on. One is super, super simple, and then a couple are a little bit more advanced, but they're going to be easy for you. So first and foremost is just doing some simple, simple breath work, taking the time to, you know, turn your phone off, turn the tech off, turn the TV off, and just sit quietly and breathe. If you can do this for 3, 4, 5, 10 minutes, just in and out, nice, slow, steady breaths. That's the first thing you can do. If you want an advanced version of breathing, you can go ahead and take a nice breath in at a count of 3 or 4. Then I would have you hold it there for a couple seconds, even up to 4 seconds at equal amount, and then exhale again for 4 seconds. So just get some nice, slow, rhythmic breathing. Some people say that breathing in the nose is better. You can definitely do that. It'll increase some nitric oxide, which allows you to get more blood oxygen in. So you can try that, you know, in through the nose and out through the mouth, or even in through the nose and out through the nose, keeping that mouth closed the whole time. So that's the first thing I would say. Second thing is something we spoke about, and I've actually shared with my practice, is something called vitamin N. I'm not sure how many of you have actually heard of vitamin N. It's a very common way to get nutrients, and N stands for nature. So vitamin N is so important. Getting outside and breathing fresh air. If you're in a city or a state that is locked down, that has you wearing masks 24/7, people are probably even wearing them to sleep, which is really crazy. When you are outside, take that thing off, breathe, get some fresh air, and get into nature. And I don't mean walking in a city street. I mean, if New York City is your place, walk in Central Park. Walk in one of the actual parks where there are trees and greenery. I know this time of year is not that green, but where there's nature, right? Just get out and move. And all these different environments are great because they have different microbes. It's cold, and if you're brave here in the Northeast, you know, you can go walk barefoot outside for a little bit while taking some of those breaths. You can, you know, take sunglasses off, believe it or not, and walk around and get some sunlight into your eyes. And I'm not talking about staring at the sun. Don't do that. But get some natural sunlight into your eyes. Get that vitamin D in. That's a huge, powerful thing. And going for walks while you're in nature, you know, spend some time moving 20, 30, 40 minutes, an hour plus. That's so powerful for de-stressing, but it's so unbelievably good for your body's immune system, you know, getting that fresh air, getting that sunlight, getting moving. It's all so, so fantastic. Another way to de-stress, I'm going to share a little principle with you, which I've shared on social before. I don't remember if I've actually shared it with the podcast crew here, with my tribe, is something called the general adaptive potential. Yes, I think it's general adaptive potential. I may have screwed that up. I'm not sure if the general adaptive principle or potential. I think it's potential, but the gap. And your body responds to stressors internally, right? So that physical stress is one thing. But I know when I say stress, I know many of you are thinking about the stuff that goes on in between your ears. That's huge, huge, huge. So if I clap my hands and startle you all, what ultimately is happening is I can change right through the podcast without even being near you in your living room, in your car, or anywhere. I can change your physiology, your internal physiology, and put into a fight or flight if you get startled. So the stuff that goes on in between our ears is super, super powerful. So that general adaptive potential and how this actually works is really neat. So if you were to think of a graph and you know, the horizontal, the sideways line is time, and the vertical line is your amount of stress levels. And you can measure any way you want in your head. Just picture this and visualize this while you're listening. If our stresses are constantly going up and down every minute, every hour throughout the day, you know, it'd be like this graph that's going up and down. I just think of like a business graph. It's up and down and up and down. Some are higher peaks, some are lower lows. And there's going to be a horizontal line that's going to cut across through some of the middle of some of those peaks, over some of those peaks, below some of those peaks, real low on some of the peaks. And what happens, that's just where your body's adapted to. That's the adaptation line. And when our body starts to get over that adaptation line, that stress starts to push a bump or bump above that line, our body starts to react or respond to those stressors. So when it goes above that line, something, an example may be, you know, if I'm really stressed out, oh my God, I've been watching the election, this voting, this chaos, this COVID, all of this stuff, that line or that peak that's, you know, jumping above that line with that stress may cause you to get a headache, may cause you to reduce your immune function, may cause you to be exhausted, have, you know, some fatigue during the day where you normally wouldn't. And, you know, this is happening throughout the days and weeks and months. This is happening all the time. Right? So we have things, stressors that don't affect us at all. Our body's very resilient. It's very amazing. And it's constantly adapting. So doing the positive things like breathing, like walking, like getting in nature. You know, I didn't mention meditation, but that's a huge, powerful thing as well. Doing these positive things is going to help slowly raise that bar. But as a chiropractor, I can tell you one really powerful thing. The way your body adapts to stress, it adapts through stress through its central nervous system, right? So if that central nervous system is functioning really well, really optimally, you're able to constantly move that bar up, right? You're able to move that adaptability bar up, because adaptation is what your body does every single day, every single second of the day, even while you're sleeping, to its environment, both internally and externally. So if you want to think about this, when we go to a chiropractor, why people go to a chiropractor, this is one of the advanced things I'm saying. When we go to a chiropractor, we're constantly retuning that nervous system. We're finding that nervous system interference, or that nervous system, interference is a great word. It's affecting the central nervous system, the stress. So our job as a chiropractor is to find in your spine, since that's that intimate relationship. I know I spoke about this in the past. You can definitely scroll through and learn a little bit more about chiropractic this way. But our bodies, when our body stress goes above that line and we start to have these things, and this is happening for days, weeks, months, years, what happens in the spine, because that's that intimate connection between the brain, the spinal cord, and out to the rest of the body through all the spinal bones and the spinal joints, if you will. What happens is, what I'm going to tell you right now is not, I don't want you to think this is like, oh, wow, this is the perfect scientific explanation, but I want you to just think of this conceptually for a second. When we have these stressors, it gets above that threshold. If we think of a circuit breaker, what happens when that electricity gets a little wired up? It's like, boom, the circuit breaker pops. Right? So I want you to think of the spine. These stressors are going on in different areas of our body, and we're feeling that physiology change inside the body, and the spine is like that circuit breaker. It will move, right? Things shift. Misalignment occurs. And I'm talking like millimeters. I'm not talking, you know, this thing is moving an inch or 2 inches in the wrong direction. That's a very bad thing. That's like an ER emergency room type thing. So these subtleties with these switches moving, the spine shifting, we call it subluxation in chiropractic. But when we have that, our body's unable to constantly move that adaptation bar up. So what a good chiropractor will be doing is finding these subluxations. You know, there are really neat ways to do it and measure it via x-ray. Really neat stuff. We do this in our practice every single day. But what happens is this. We shift, right? Chiropractors will go in, will find these subluxations, put a very specific scientific chiropractic adjustment in. Like that circuit breaker moving and the power gets back to normal, nervous system starts to normalize. And this happening repetitively over time, getting these adjustments, because these stressors, realize, have been with us for long periods of time, these adjustments, I call them life-saving adjustments, are going to start to constantly, slowly now raise that bar. As you're doing these healthy lifestyle choices, partaking in the breathing, in the walking, in the meditating, in the sleeping well, and all these great things we know are good for our lifestyle. Obviously, eating well, I hope you're, you know, I don't want you to think I'm discounting that. When you do all these things and we're getting adjusted, now that bar can start to raise. So those things that may have been, like we said earlier, giving you a headache or giving you the fatigue or reducing immune function all start to happen. We are now raising that bar, and those things might not actually affect you anymore. That's the power of doing proactive things that help. I'm sorry, this is my dog here talking to me. That proactive things we're doing are going to start to raise that bar so we can stay healthier. Humans are amazing. We're so resilient to the stressors in our life that we can constantly get better. When we stop believing, we stop taking action steps, and we stop doing things that are bad for us, our body gets better. Not all the time. A body with a healthy functioning nervous system that has healthy lifestyle input put into it always gets better. So give it a shot, do those things, get yourself adjusted, get to a chiropractor that will actually do the special analysis to actually check for subluxations to get you well. That's what you need to start doing. Start doing it every day. And you know what? Repetition and time always wins in anything in natural health, right? 30 days to build a habit, 90 days to build a lifestyle with that habit. And you keep doing that. If you did this with only one habit per those 90 days of change, just one, you'd have four major lifestyle areas shifted. And what if you keep doing this? What if you do a couple things at a time? Yeah, that's going to be pretty awesome. So I urge you to start making some of those lifestyle changes. You deserve it. Your body deserves it. Your mind deserves it. You know, we're all out to help you unleash your human potential here at Lifestyle Locker Radio. And I'm looking forward to 2021. I'm looking forward to having this be the best year yet for us. We need to do this. You know, it's our human choice, right? It's for humanity. If we're healthier, if we are happier, if we start to take responsibility for ourselves, we will get healthier individually, which is the best thing we can do for ourselves, be better for ourselves, which is the only way we can be better for other people. So that's my message for you today. Make sure that you also go and check out the 3065 Lifestyle Shift link, the program that we have. Check out the link in the show notes and get connected. Let's start getting you better. Let's start getting those healthy choices taken care of. Be part of a group that lives it, right? And that's about it, my friends. Have an awesome day, evening, or night from wherever and whenever you're listening. We will talk soon. Bye-bye.